claiming that is the defamation.
Is he representing himself?
No, but that would have been way better.
Is that he said he had sex with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. And that's painted you in a false light.
It's caused tremendous pain in my life.
I'll get to that. We have to go through false light first. So does it paint you in a false light?
Yes, that my wife is cheating on me with Mr. Foreman.
But we all know that's not true, correct?
I don't know.
The lawyer was stunned.
Your wife's cheating on you or not?
You want to go there?
No, I just want to ask that question because you said we don't know. I've
been with that woman since middle school. I would hope she wouldn't. But you know what? Once somebody puts it out there for their fun and entertainment, it's outing. And it's a problem.
So it's something we cannot verify the truth of?
Oh, are they suing him for defamation? Is that what this lawsuit is over? Or
yeah, they're suing Afroman.
One of the four elements of defamation, I believe they call it actionable. It's not actionable, though. I always think it's actionable, or something else. But the claim has to be reducible to fact. It can't be an opinion.
Like a reasonable person could believe it.
No. Like if I were to say Mr. Mooton is a fucking piece of shit, you can't sue me for that. Mm-hmm. Because that's my opinion. So it has to be like a thing that's actually reducible to fact. I thought it was like an actionable statement or something. Or maybe an actionable statement is one of these things. But like that question there, when he's saying, so is this something that can't be...
Something we cannot verify the truth of?
Something you could never like verify the truth of or whatever. That question, I believe, is hitting to one of the elements of defamation. I think is why he asked that question. But
is it a thing that can be verified, true or false?
Ask your client.
Is this state court or...
Yeah, well, I mean, we can see it, right?
Oh, wow, look at Mooton. Wow, you're a snappy little fucking piece of shit, aren't you?
Huh. I didn't mean to be mean.
Huh.
No.
Wow. True. That's right. It. No video in federal court. Good job, Mooton. You're right. You're right. I'm a fucking retard. You got me. I'm a retard, Mooton. I'm fucking retarded. Anything else you want to point out?
Oh, add that to the soundboard. Oh, that's good. And then you gave us an anything else too. Holy shit.
Can you tell me what fact about you that receding hairline or dipshit refers to, please?
I'm sorry?
What private fact of yours does that refer to?
I mean, there's a picture of me and see here talking about, I wouldn't trust him with methamphetamine crack ass alone in my house.
So
I find that pretty insulting.
So that statement is what you're suing.
Well, no, I told you this is one of many.
Well, and that's why
keep trying to make it singular. I'm telling you it's not singular. It's plural.
Okay. And so one of them is dipshit. One is receding hairline.
Yep.
And the other is meth heads.
Yes.
Is there any more?
Well, when he's sitting there making accusations against the organization that I, at that time, was working for, destroying community.
Who is the plaintiff in this case? Is it like the city?
I don't know the exact answer, but I know it's these six cops.
Can multiple people have the same lawsuit, but outside of like a class action?
Yes.
Interesting. Huh. Okay.
Community trust, all based off of a lie. That's what ultimately stopped.
And that's community trust in the Adams County Sheriff's Department, correct?
Yes.
And the more lies, outrageous lies you tell about them, the more money you can make, right?
Fact. They never should have came to my house in the first place. Fact. If they hadn't have came to my house, they wouldn't have put themselves on the video camera and in my music career. All of this is their fact. All of this is their fault. And they have
When you wanted to pursue solo, it would be you and Doe and other parties suing one individual. Yeah, but I feel like that would be over the exact same action because it was all related to one action that he did. But I guess if this is all related to one video or all the same videos, I guess. Maybe? I guess so.
Audacity to sue me. These people and you are the predators and the victim at the same time.
So what they did, searching your house, gave you the right to do everything you...
Under the circumstance that I got freedom of speech... After they run around my house with guns and kick down my door, I got the right to kick a can in my backyard, use my freedom of speech, turn my bad times into a good time. Yes, I do. And I think I'm a sport for doing so, because I don't go to their house, kick down their doors, flip them off on their surveillance cameras, then try to play the victim and sue them.
And the more lies, outrageous lies you tell about them.
Kafka said, Destiny, at least one claim would need to have some level of relation to be able to be brought together by multiple parties.
Gotcha.
Sean, you were called Officer Poundcake by Mr. Foreman?
Multiple times. You ordered hundreds of poundcakes at work from different people.
I said hundreds.
And the context of that name comes from a music video that Mr. Foreman created, correct?
I don't know where he got it at, but you'd have to ask him that question.
I'm going to play what's marked Defense Exhibit V. I'd like you to watch this.
Okay.
Don't open the notepad. Oh, no.
The Adams County Sheriff freaked out my door. Then I heard the grass break. They found no kidnapping victims.
No, close the file box.
Mama's living down there. It takes all night. It made the sheriff want to put down his gun.
It is what it is.
Live it down there. He want to put down his wife.
They really need to play the whole thing.
They're boomers.
Stop it there.
You really don't know us. I noticed your voice is a few octaves lower. She's not too ugly. She's not too fine, but she's not too rough. Might whip out something. Something that's bigger than mine.
I'm sorry.
This is a very explicit video, by the way. You're missing some parts.
She's cheating! Ulting here is cheating in court. It should be...
They play so much of the fucking song, man.
Was she actually cheating? Is that why is the audio sound entirely fucked? Should any musician be able to record things coherently? We're hearing the song being played out of TV speakers and then recorded into a microphone in the court.
Got into the mind of kids pretty well.
Yes.
When they would play Mr. Foreman's song Lemon Pound Cake, did they take that as a literal fact from your observations?
No.
Were they laughing and joking about it?
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the cop's ex-wife.
Are you familiar with the song W.A.P.?
I think I've heard it.
No, strike that string. I'm going to give you the complete song and then summarize it because I only want to say it once. Are you familiar with the song Wet Ass Pussy?
Yes.
My boomer.
Is that a rap song?
It is.
Has your students played it in class?
Once, and I asked them to please turn it off.
When they were listening to it, did they think that was fact?
No.
So they didn't think that that was depicting anything in real life?
No.
So you didn't have to teach them that wasn't real?
Right. No, I did not.
You've heard the song, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you believe it's a literal interpretation?
No.
Would you agree it's derogatory towards women?
No.
Even though it says nasty things about them?
Yeah. No, I mean... It's the artist opinion, I guess. That's the way I feel.
Maybe not an opinion you like, but...
Yeah.
Is this a teacher? Or what is her relationship to anybody?
This is one of the cops who's suing his ex-wife and a teacher.
Okay.
She's completely fucking over the cops, is she not?
Yeah, it sounds like she's giving testimony that would be favorable to the defense here by saying that nobody takes these things literally.
Problem?
So, Ms. Grooms, has Mr. Foreman's posts about Sean or any of the general posts about the Adams County Sheriff's Department as a whole affected your life any at all?
No.
Would you believe it would have affected your life while you were married to Sean?
If it had any effect, I guess that would be the time it would have an effect.
But as his spouse, you would have expected it.
Yes.
And I don't want you to go into too many detail.
Oh, she's a defense witness. Okay. Yeah.
Is it fair to say that Mr. Foreman, the posts about the police department, everything had not a damn thing to do with your relationship between you and Sean and that came to an end?
No, it did not.
So
that's got to be a horror movie. That's what Pixie wanted to do, get your ex-wife to testify against you. Damn.
Never affected your life, never affected your marriage.
No.
So any statement to the contrary would be false.
Oh, you know it's bad. You know she hates you too, because I'm pretty sure you have a, you're considered, I don't know if there's a legal term for this, but like one of the same mind, like you don't have to testify against a spouse. Like, oh, it's considered privileged information.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you tell a friend, like I murdered this motherfucker, then you can have that friend come to court and testify. Like, did he tell you that he murdered this person or whatever? Like, yes, he did. But if it's a spouse, the spouse doesn't have to testify to that because that's considered... There's like a type of privilege or whatever.
Couldn't you in theory plead the fifth there?
Who?
Friend?
Why?
wouldn't it be information that could get you in trouble? Like, I guess you don't have to be a mandated reporter, huh?
No, nobody's a mandated reporter unless you're a mandated reporter. Normal okay. person.
Is that apply also in civil settings?
Yes, at least according to my lawyer, it did. Yeah. I'm like 99% sure that's a myth. I thought it was a myth too. The myth is that spouses like can't testify against each other or whatever. That's not true. I think your spouse can absolutely testify against you.
They can waive their right.
Yeah, they can do that if they want. But I think it's just the idea is that stuff that you tell your spouse is considered privileged information. If you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Like the reason why the Fifth Amendment is important is because if you can compel somebody to testify against themselves, there's a whole bunch of like really, really bad incentives that line up there. Like in the worst case, like you could capture somebody, torture them and say, oh, look, they confessed to their own crimes because they have to testify against themselves or whatever, right? Like you could argue that. But if you think about it, like you could extend that to a spouse pretty easily, right? Like, oh, well, we're going to imprison you and your spouse so your spouse testifies against you or something. And I think the idea is just if you tell your spouse something, that should be about as secret as any other communication you can have.
No further questions at this time. No.
That's why I'm saying, like, if your ex is testifying against you, your ex-wife, they must really fucking hate you because they might have been able to just invoke the spousal privilege there and then, but they didn't. So they obviously want to talk shit. Can your lawyer waive their rights and testify against you as well? Or is a lawyer? No way. Because then you would just be fucked. Well, could a lawyer just say, fuck it, and say, I changed my mind. I'm just going to testify against my client. No, there's no way. That can't possibly be the case.
It would probably be against ethics, no?
Yeah, but it's got to be protected under law too. Otherwise, no, there's no way. No. The only exceptions to this are when you do things that nullify your patient, client, or your lawyer client confidentiality or whatever, attorney client privilege. One of the most common ones is the crime and fraud exception or whatever. So like if you're using your lawyer to commit a crime, that you can't do that. And then none of your communications there are considered privileged any longer. And that can all be subpoenaed and all that bullshit. There's one or two other exceptions as well. I don't remember, but oh, I think attorneys are allowed to. Are attorneys mandatory reporters? Like if you tell your attorney, like, I'm going to go fucking murder my wife, they might have to report stuff like that too, I think. No, maybe they're not. Oh, somebody, Kafka said no. Whatever the fuck he knows, I guess, maybe.
Morning, Ms. Grooms.
Good morning.
I'm sorry you have to be here.
I am too.
Thanks for coming. Where to start? You never sought a protective order against your ex-husband, did you?
Yes, I did. When we divorced, I had a restraining order.
You got a restraining order?
Yes, I did.
Damn.
It's like shit.
Were you aware?
I feel like these are things you would know before you.
You absolutely should.
That were coming out after 2022 about the sheriff's deputies and calling them thieves and that sort of thing. Did you ever see any or hear any of the songs?
Some of my students referred to it and they would say, I saw your husband in the video. And I would say, yeah, that was him, and turn around and walk away. I didn't elaborate on any of that, no. And they didn't either.
Why didn't you elaborate on it?
Because I didn't think it was the student's business.
Okay. So they had seen your husband in videos?
Yes.
And did you tell your husband about that?
About?
That your kids had mentioned it?
No, it was just a mention and that was it.
Did you ever, you saw the posts yourselves or videos yourself, or did you just hear about?
Did we not watch this before? Well, considering this came out literally 4 hours ago, I don't think so.
I saw part of it and then I heard about it.
Did anyone else in the community ever say anything to you about these videos or posts?
No.
Just your kids?
Just my students in the schools.
Okay. The song that Mr. Osborne asked you about, does that song refer to a specific identifiable person?
I don't think so.
Those are all my questions. Thank you.
Mr. Klingler asked you about your students. Mm-hmm. Your students saw the posts?
Yes.
And they articulated to you?
Yeah. Just say, hey, I saw your husband in this video.
Students can, would it be a fair statement to say children can be mean?
Absolutely.
Or you've seen instances of them being cruel?
Absolutely.
Are they cruel to both other students and teachers?
Yes.
I don't like bringing this up, but has any of your students ever been cruel to you in the past?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Would it be fair to say they've said some pretty mean things?
Yes.
You see, I'm trying not to ask you what they are, but are they shocking things?
Coming from my students, I mean, in all honesty, it's, you know, when they're mad at me because they didn't receive an A, yeah, they get mad.
And flash it.
Yes.
But they're not calling names a fact or anything?
No. No.
And they've seen these posts?
Yes.
Did your students treat you any differently?
No.
So could you point to any instance where a student treated you differently due to the post?
No.
I'm going to ask this question.
You said you're sorry to be here. Why are you sorry to be here?
Because from my recollection, my ex-husband had said that this was part of the reason we got divorced.
So expert witnesses can be brought in and testify about things they don't have firsthand knowledge of because they are experts. They have like generalized knowledge. I think they are allowed to like observe like forensic evidence or something, but they can speak generally to a person who is very stressed in this psychological state might be prone to doing ABC things or whatever. The problem with the last lady's testimony, not really a problem, but I think some of the questions that were asked were kind of general. Like, do you think anybody or did anybody interpret it this way or did anybody have this feeling about this song? And she's like, well, no, that's her personal testimony. And that testimony should be weighed differently, less heavily than like an expert witness that would come in and say, oh, people don't generally interpret these things that way, if that makes sense. That's why the judge was kind of trying to draw that distinction there. Arguably, I don't know where Kafka's at. I don't know what all the objections are. But I feel like you could have objected to that. I don't know what the objection would be. Hasty generalization comes to mind, but that's like a logical fallacy thing. You might be able to object to something like that. But how does the court know if someone is an expert? Do they have experts to judge experts for a doctor? I guess he's a board certified MD. But what about experts and things without certifications? I think anybody can purport to be an expert. One side will submit an expert to the court to do an analysis. And then I believe it's up to the other side to challenge the credentials of that expert if they deem them not to be an expert for whatever reason, I believe. I don't know if you have to be registered with the courts. There are some people who have like, basically like their job is like being an expert witness. Like they go to court all the time and they're like, they're in the rotation of being available to people and everything. But like that expert evaluating your Discord logs. Yeah, that one, the Jesus or whatever. I don't know if you would do voir dire of the expert through a Daubert hearing to establish an expert's bona fides. Oh, of course. Thank you, Kafka.
Shrimple.
Shrimple as.
Your Honor, I'd ask for a short 10-minute break so I can talk to Mr. Foreman. Based upon the ruling in the Rule 50, I want to juggle some of my witnesses.
Judgment as a matter of law. I'm guessing these are federal rules he's referring to, right? Judgment as a matter of law in a jury trial, related motion for a new trial, conditional ruling. In general, if the court grants a renewed motion for judgment as a matter of law. Oh, fuck. Do you think he's referring to a local rule here when he said...
Did he say judgment or juggle?
Well, he wants to juggle witnesses because of something.
Go ahead, Mr. Osborne. Your Honor, I'd ask for a short 10-minute break so I can talk with Mr. Foreman. Based upon the ruling and the...
Based upon the ruling. I don't know what ruling he's referring to, though.
Rule 50, I want to juggle some of my witnesses, make some corrections to that. As I had anticipated a different verdict due to the evidence.
He had anticipated a different verdict. So was a verdict rendered for something or something? Did they go through one person? And I have no idea.
Different ruling due to the evidence, so I'm going to need to shift for that. I'd like 10 minutes to consult with my client to strategize on that.
Need something?
No, I have no objection to that, Jim.
Take a break. Go back to the jury room. Stay there if you would, please. Short break will be helpful.
Are we pro or anti-Afro Man? I mean, like, broadly speaking, I think it'd be pro him here. I do think it's worth questioning, like, right to privacy stuff. I think that it's kind of, it's difficult to talk about how much right to privacy should an individual have weighed against another person's First Amendment rights, because the internet has made it so that stuff lives a much broader life and a much longer life than we ever would have imagined stuff in the past. Like, if we were going back 100 years, you know, should somebody have the right to make a song about how much they hate somebody and then publish that even maybe in a local pamphlet or newspaper? I think they should, right? That seems pretty obvious. But then today, if you're like a random citizen, should somebody have the right to make a video about you that's like going in on you super hard and then publish that to the internet where it could go viral and have like a negative impact on you for theoretically years and years? I don't know. That's a harder one. I think it's the internet and the stuff living online forever and how broad it can reach. I feel like it changes the balance of that. I don't know how you would address that or not. I will say though, I don't think whatever we think there, I'm not sure if that would influence our opinion at all in this case, because this is what you're talking about here is probably where the First Amendment is like at its strongest on the side of the defense and against the the cops here. The plaintiffs, because you have a guy who's making art, it's a music video, right? Who's criticizing, people that he doesn't like, right? So you've got art on one side that you're defending. And then on the other side, the person that he's attacking would be the executor of legal actions against you, right? Or the police force. So the scariest part of the government. I feel like the First Amendment protections would be literally at your strongest here, both on the type of thing they're protecting and the people that he's aiming it at. So regardless of your feelings, you're probably always going to be on his side here. Although it seems like a lot of the criticisms aren't necessarily anti-government criticisms. They're just going in personally on it. But yeah, I don't know. He just wanted an apology and for them to pay for his door originally. Oh, well, in that case, fuck him. I would weigh it differently based on what the initial asks and demands and everything were. or two, though. Like, if he was like, I need you to pay, you know, $500 to replace my door or $1,000 to replace and repair it or whatever, and they said, no, fuck you, and then I have a lot less sympathy. Do you think the rule should / would be different for kids? Like, if a kid made this video about their classmates and it kind of ruins their school life? I don't know. I feel like policies at schools could take care of most of that, where you wouldn't need to bring the law in. You would just have it, like, the kid would either be expelled or would get in trouble at the school. This fucking suit, dude.
Fruit, behold fruit, nothing but the...
For the record, would you give us your name, please?
My name is Joseph Edgar Foreman.
You are known under the stage name as Afro Man, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And you create music videos and do performances, is
yes,
that
sir.
Right? How many countries have you performed in?
All of them.
I don't remember, but not all of them, but I've been to a few.
How many live performances did you do last year? Roughly.
I don't know. Possibly 250. I don't know, but I don't know.
250 performances?
I don't know exactly.
A ton of them.
That's a busy touring schedule.
Adams County, correct?
Who joined? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, the guy.
We said 2 EST, correct?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, fuck it. Go for it. Let's go. We can chat for a bit.